From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The U.S. Navy is again deploying its medical ship Comfort to Latin America, this time from Port Miami. The vice president came here on Tuesday to see Comfort off, and he made clear its key mission is to aid the exploding number of Venezuelan refugees. At Port Miami, Vice President Mike Pence toured the Comfort before it visits 13 countries in South and Central America and the Caribbean. But he reminded the audience, filled with local Venezuelan expat leaders, of the country the ship cannot visit, Venezuela, where the government won't let it dock.
For the next 5 months, the crew of the USNS Comfort will continue America's effort to bring desperately needed medical care to those in need, especially the men and women and children who are suffering under the unprecedented crisis and oppression in Venezuela.
This month, the UN said 4 million Venezuelans have left their country since 2015. They're fleeing economic collapse, an authoritarian regime, and often deadly medical shortages. That massive refugee exodus has gone to many of the countries where the Comfort will stop. But one expat quoted a Bible verse about moral duty, and she asked Pence if the U.S. has a moral obligation now to invade Venezuela militarily to oust its socialist regime. Pence was noncommittal.
The good we can do, in most respects, we are doing.
Pence listed U.S. efforts such as moving millions of dollars in aid to Venezuela's borders, putting tough economic sanctions on the regime, and recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. But the moment was indicative of the frustration expats here are feeling as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains entrenched in power. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.